You're listening to live audio recorded by RTE Radio 1 off air at the Westport Festival of Music and Food.
Good afternoon, Westport! Are you feeling sexy in the house tonight? Hold on a while. I know this is Michael Ring's country, but today it's my country only. Are you feeling sexy today, Westport? It is a magnificent occasion to be here, of course. This is the best small country in the world in which to do festivals. We are cutting turf and everything. There's a puppet theatre on the way in. Myself and Michael Noonan will be performing there at about 5 o'clock. If you're lucky, you'll catch a glimpse of Angela Merkel's hand firmly shoved up the... No need to finish that one. Please do not drink the water in the lake. The water charges aren't that high and no amount of boiling will clean that lake, I can tell you. We've already had to stop 3 people from eating the swans. Those giant Sellafield swans. Some people are climbing up on the swans, trying to ride them around like donkeys. Put your mind of James Riley. I'm delighted here, of course. I do have a bit of official business today to attend to because I'm here to announce the creation of yet more new jobs for this country. For the west of Ireland, I'm delighted to announce the creation of 5 new jobs over the next 15 years at Derek Moody's house. There will be a window cleaner, a Chinese takeaway delivery man, and Brenda O'Donoghue, whose main task will be keeping Derek Mooney's toilet seat warm. So it's a fantastic opportunity. This is we're getting very well now at this stage, and it is their only chance to get their hands on some of Mooney's money, let me tell you. Of course, I'm a big fan of the music here as well. I love Bruce Springsteen and Gareth Brooke. Don't break my heart, my achy breaky. That was one of his, I think, yeah. Gareth Brooks, who looks like he's eaten Bruce Springsteen. But he's doing a fantastic job, and his 5 concerts are part of our 5-point plan for a better Ireland. And we promise that he'll come back next year. He'll do 7 dates in Croke Park and face Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final. I'm so excited a bit of wee has come out. Again. As you know, I've been a TD here in County Mayo for the last 38 years. As many of you, if you've driven from far today, you know I spent 26 of those years driving up the N5. But it's a fantastic part of the country, and my quiff, by the way, is facing towards Castlebar at all times, so... The static electricity coming off it now, I tell you, you could put it through a pylon. Only Pat Rabbit is rolling around with the pylons at the minute. He's between the pylons and the wind turbines, he's a rampant rabbit at the moment. You know that's the case when the women are giving you that funny look. The fair play to the women of Ireland, they've toughed through this recession. The women of Ireland are making love to their husbands now because they can't afford the batteries. That's the country we live in today. That was a knowing chortle over this side here. You can't take the sofa home with you, that is. Joe Duffy was promised that. Of course, it is time for the reshuffle as well. Myself and Joan. That's the kind of Joan salute, your eyes thrown to heaven. Myself, Enda and Joan, it's the gender agenda. For a better Ireland, it is a magnificent reshuffle, I can tell you. We're going to be the first power couple in history who will be fighting over the hair tongs in the morning. And she's a feisty woman, I can tell you. She is a feisty woman. I'd feel fairly, you know, I'd feel worried now for Pat Rabbit. They're not long for this world. But I'm campaigning away. You know, the reshuffle is going to be difficult. We're trying to, I'm now already launching the campaign. Hogan for Europe or further away, if possible. There'll be plenty of reshuffling, I'll tell you. Brendan Howland, though, if Joan has said, Brendan Howland would stay in position because he's exactly the right height to kiss Michael Noonan's arse every morning. It's like the Wolf of Wall Street. Michael Noonan is the Wolf of Doll Street. You see, they were throwing the dwarf. We threw one head first into the Department of Public Expenditure. Thank you very much for that, Brendan. But... the man of the moment, he is the fellow who is going to bring this country back to where it started. And you, young people, you don't appreciate what this man has done for this country. He has eaten 14 breakfast rolls every morning to face the Germans, Mickey Noonan. Anyone from Limerick in here today?
Well, what are you doing here? I know from the cutty, you haven't paid the shagging property tax yet. We're dealing with a very hairy situation at the moment. We're after coming over from Europe where your man, Junker, I don't know what his name is, he's been installed anyway, and it's just the same old shite, different day. I'm dealing with Merkel is hairy at the best of times, although Inda says she's attractive in a certain light, that light being pitch shagging dark, baby. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to get this country started, I can tell you. You know, I've been out plugging Ireland in front of the old global institutions, the multinationals. And, you know, coming over to Westport, it's a bit like foreign direct investment. Loads of Irish people don't even have chairs for you anymore. Like, people living in squalid, sheltered accommodation in poor sanitary conditions. And they can't even afford the food outside. It's mightily expensive. And, of course, there's loads of foreigners coming in, charging you over hand over fist. Fellas like Brian Adams. And they shag off out of the country and they don't pay a cent in tax. The Westport Festival is like a mini Ireland, baby. Oh, yeah. And you keep paying. You keep going to Garth Brooks, baby, because what we need is more slack-jawed fellas dancing at the crossroads and line dancing. Just make sure you don't grow a brain and tell us how to run that country. And don't be looking at me over there down at the Limerick lads. We're still working hard for you guys. The urban renewal is going to start next week. I'm going to help out Myras and South Hill by... we're going to demolish over 200 houses on Thursday. And to further enhance the area, we'll require the residents stay indoors during the demolition. Oh, yeah. Hey, whoever said love your neighbour, feckin' didn't live in a council estate, that's for sure. But I tell you, we have the big multinational, we have the Intel. The Intel, that's the company that manufactures the bong when your computer crashes. And the Google, it's a sort of golden pages on the Airtel. And IKEA, you know, the big Swedish, it came one day in a big flat pack and they opened it up outside Ballymun. It's like a daycare centre for those in negative equity. Checking great. But we're going to sort out, of course, we have the youth as well. Like the Minister for Sport and Tourism, what's his name? Leo Vodka or something, Veruca.
It's Dr. Leo Varadkar. It's a real pleasure to be here in my final days as Minister for Sport and Tourism before I take over from Reckitt Riley next week. It's a fantastic opportunity. Of course, I learned so much in sport, particularly like the basic rules of the GAA, and that if the ball goes, if it's over the bar, it's worth a point. And if it's under the bar, I think it's worth 3 points. And if it finishes in a draw, it's worth a million. So it's an absolute dream. Of course, a lot of people think that the game is up for Dr. Riley, but I think it'd be very difficult to move him from cabinet unless we knock out a wall on government buildings and get a big wench to come in and swing him out of the building. I think he's going to be there for quite some time. It is, of course, disappointing that Enda Kenny isn't the president of Europe. I mean, we tried so hard. He came to me looking for advice many times. He was saying, you know, to me, Leo, how you're a doctor, how do I make myself look big in Europe? And I said, well, when you're standing next to Cameron or you know, whoever it is in the men's toilets, Merkel, make sure you stand well away from the urinal and they'll think you're the biggest man in Europe. So that's going to be a huge success. But of course, we are very importantly in the reshuffle nominating a new Taoiseach in this country, and we most welcome everybody who comes into this country because we'd like to give them a voice, even if their voice sounds like the new incoming Labour leader. Hang on a second! Look at this! RT tent all decked out in the Fine Gael colours. I knew it! Despite Pat Rabbit's best efforts, yes, I'm going to be the leader Labour because I think I represent all the basic core beliefs of the Labour Party. Slashing child benefit, stealing medical cards, and making the difficult decisions. Like how many times should you turn Pat Rabbit before he gets bed sores? We've made the tough decisions in this country, and if you don't believe us, then you can just feck off and vote for the Shinners.
With respect. We also have a mandate. Fair play to the fellow with the beautiful stenciled beard back there. Well done. He's a heavy as well. Yeah. Don't be looking behind you. She is not wearing a beard. Oh, yeah, he's a great shinner. You know that because I can smell the diesel off him from here. But we've had a historic couple of weeks in this country. Sinn Féin has brought hope and change to this entire country. And Mary Lou is going around like the Obama of Irish politics now. Really proving that orange truly is the new black. So it's a fantastic opportunity for everyone. Welcome back. This lady is back here. You made an important phone call. Yeah. Fundraising. We will be fundraising here as well. But But it's an exciting time. We had, of course, historic moments where Martin McGuinness went to visit the Queen in Windsor Castle. There were a couple of awkward moments, like when he denied responsibility for the 21-gun salute, but by and large, he's done extremely well. And excuse me, I didn't interrupt you, young Colleen, so no interrupting whom is you? Thank you very much, okay? With respect. I know Jerry Adams starts to sound a little bit dangerous because the older I get, I start sounding like a didgeridoo. But of course, there were big surprises in the local elections as well, not least the election of Ming Flanagan, and it got me thinking, you know, if we're known as the Shinners, what does that make the supporters of Ming? We'll let you. Westport, of course, is very close to heart of many famous people in Westport down the year. I know it's home and central home to Grace Kelly, who unfortunately died and was one of the biggest celebrity deaths since the assassination of JFK. And everyone remembers where we were when JFK was shot. I wasn't in Dallas. I don't know nothing about what happened on the day. And I would encourage anyone with any information to please cooperate with the police. And with respect, don't forget, we're all to blame. We're all to blame, most especially those in Fianna Fáil. Hold on a second, hold on. On behalf of Fianna Fáil, I'm delighted to be here. And don't forget, we're the biggest party in local government right now. The massive party, we've got great power. Even though local government people look down on it because there's lots of, you're cutting hedges and fixing potholes and cleaning up doggy doo-doo. But of course, don't forget in local elections as well, there's also massive rezoning and huge capital expenditure contracts as well. So it was a very, very good. But Cork is the centre of Ireland. And I think it's most important, but we have a very good team in Cork, myself and Micheál McGrath down in Cork going forward. He's, of course, because it gets confusing with two Micheáls in Cork, so he has been known as Little Mickey, which would make me Big Mickey. And now that we're going after all the floating swing voters, that makes me Big Swinging Mickey going forward. From Northern Hills to Leinster's door, arise and follow Micheál. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Liveline, friends. Fantastic to be here. How are you doing? Very sad, of course. There are some notable absentees at the Westport Festival. Our heart goes out to poor Angela Cairns, friends. She's too ill to attend. Too young. Very sad, very sad. Mind you, she has created history by being the first sick person to check out of rehab instead of the other way around. So fair play to her. But it's a fantastic, of course, to be here. And Roddy Doyle, of course, was supposed to be here, but he's busy now writing Roy Keane's new book. And I think it's called The Player Who Walked Players into Doors or something like that. It was a fantastic opportunity. Don't forget, there's another standover. The Liveline charity calendar for the second half of the year is on sale. It contains all the fantastic the days of the week. You've moaning Monday, terrible, terrible Tuesday, whinging Wednesday, torturous Thursday, and the saddest day of them all, funny Friday. Please give generously the causes for the old jokes home. Fair play, fair play. Who's in line? You're watching the World Cup, friends. You're watching the World Cup. Dunphy's great, isn't he? Dunphy's absolutely fantastic. Good evening. Welcome to Conversations with Eamon Dunphy. Shit! I'd like to apologise for not swearing enough on this programme because it's a complete shambles and it's an absolute disgrace. This is the World Cup, and the only good thing I can say about Rio is that you can get great coke in that town, baby. Oh, yeah. The best coke in the world. It's fantastic, but of course there has been some difficulties at the World Cup. Not least, the police warned everyone to be very aware of pickpockets while watching the World Cup, particularly if you're watching in a bar in Waterford. That's the difficulty. It's very exciting. It is Bill O'Herlihy's last ever World Cup, and to celebrate the occasion, we gave Bill a Brazilian live in studio. And a lovely Brazilian it was too, I have to say. Yeah. Yes, indeed, it's my final ever visit to the RT studios. I was actually born in RT, would you believe? I just was sitting in a swivel chair for 140 years. I just happened to be in the place when De Valera showed up and opened up a station with 45 bishops, and there I was, okey-dokeying it for the last 75 years, whatever it's been. And it's absolutely brilliant. And I've, of course, been live all the time. Absolutely amazing. What do you think of that, John Giles? Hello there, Billy.
But it's fantastic. And don't forget, of course, I am the chairman of the Irish Film Board as well. Thank you very much, Fine Gael. And that Transformers film, the fourth one, if there's one film you see this year, that'll be the only film that Bill O'Hurley will see anyway, that's for sure. Right, yeah. Joe, where are we going next? Absolutely fantastic. We've loads of stars with the RT Radio 1 tent. Do you want to hear someone from RT Radio 1? Shout out a couple of names. Do you want to hear anyone from the RT? Come on, shout out the name. Don't be shy. John Creedon.
John Creedon here, yeah. And I'm just low life here, waiting for some jazz to come along, sneak up behind me. Yeah, I'm from Cork and do most of the shows in my underpants as well.
Hello there, and a very good afternoon to you. I have to say, and it has to be said, that, you know, I'm having a great time here in Westport. Mind you, my stint was about to happen next, but we got Catherine Thomas to stand in for me, right? And you know, my salary is now so huge at RTE that they had to get Mrs. Brown's boys to fill in for me. It's cheaper to get Brendan O'Carroll. Right, right, right. Derek?
Oh! Oh, it's absolutely fantastic to be here at the Westport Festival. Thanks for coming to me, Joe. Joe is coming to me late as usual. Honestly, it's a good thing they don't pay him overtime because he would absolutely break the station again. Now, of course, it's wonderful to be here. It's been a really good show. It's gone off without a hitch all so far. Apart from those two teas that Brenda made for me backstage, we're a little bit too sweet. And get that sandwich I asked for an hour ago, Brenda. Honest to God, the staff are absolutely appalling. And it's wonderful to be here in Westport, although I have to say, and I don't like to give my opinion on the show very often, but I prefer Castlebar. You know, it's my opinion. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. But it's really exciting. Go outside, friend. It's lovely to see the gardens and everything outside because I run out into the garden this time of the year. I get so excited. I wet my plants. It is absolutely fantastic. An amazing show, of course, as well. And loads of people coming. Yeah, how are you? It's Dave Fanning here live, of course, on the RT Radio 110. I don't know what it was. 2FM. I don't know where I work anymore. It's a Saturday, Monday. I don't know. Just keep paying me anyway. And it's great to be here because Brian Adams is there as well. And of course, there's fantastic loads of events and David Gray and everyone. I don't know who else. Divine Comedy. Oh, wait, not comedy events. It's music. David McSavage. Oh, he's completely mad. Anyway, fantastic. Enjoy the movie. Watch. Fabulous, of course. No longer working for Radio Telefisher and having graduated to the slums of news chat. It's a really extraordinary day, ipso facto. Someone shouting out there is a right.
Great to be here, of course. Really excited, fantastic to be here at the Westport Festival as a free man of Connemara. It's great to be up in Mayo. Yeah, wow, fantastic. I don't know, what are we talking about? I had a great day so far. I met somebody outside, they were trying to sell me a book. Someone else was drunk in a corner. It just was like an episode of The Late Late Show. Yeah,
great. Lovely, lovely, my friends. Hello and welcome to Westport Festival. Thank you indeed, my friends. This a little bit disappointed, though. A little bit disappointed. Could be a little bit sunnier. Could be that little bit sunnier. As you know, I'm doing the show The Meaning of Gaypo. It's going very, very well indeed. I had Bono, of course, as well. It's amazing to be here in Mayo. And, you know, I just think and, you know, people look at me all the time and they say, you've 25 years later, Bono, and you still haven't found what you're looking for. Maybe if you took off the stupid sunglasses, you might have a bitter little chance. Loads of good broadcasters, my friends. Loads of good broadcasters from all over Ireland. Anyone listen to the Ray's RC Philip?
Hello, Ray here. Hello, how are you? What's your name? What's your name? Not a difficult question. Okay, next one. Lots of sighing required. Dear Tim, where are you from? Tip, Trim, Tim. Is it raining in Tipperary? No, Grant? I don't know, I don't know. I'm angry, you know I'm angry, and you know I'm taking things seriously when I swear. Fuck, there we go, I swore. Thank God. Very disappointing. Don't know what's going on. You? Don't know. Huh? Hmm?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Ray D'Arcy Show, completed for today. Nonsense, complete nonsense. Who else will do The Meaning of Life with David Norris, the lovely, lovely man? Hello, Senator.
Oh, yes! I want to talk about The Meaning of Life. I hate everything now. Everything is wrong. You're all sad and silly people. And it's a disaster. And I say, you know, let us all live in a tent. One big tent together and go home with each other. I don't know who's there. It's Reverend Dean Pesey. Ah!
This is the time of the year when the people march from Northern. Ah! I'll tell you a little bit of a story since we're here. I was walking down a road one day and I saw a small Catholic boy in the middle of the street in West Belfast playing with a pile of shite.
And I said to him, what are you doing, young fellow? And he says, I'm making a Catholic. I said, that's a bit strange, a Catholic. Why are you making a Catholic with a Protestant? He said, I didn't have enough shite to make a Protestant.
Well done, Sonny, well done. We are, of course, in Mayo, and another one of Mayo's lovely, lovely sons is the fantastic man. You know who I'm talking about, friends, the judge in the X Factor. You know who's the guy from Mayo? You know, it's so exciting to be here. We're in Westport. You guys, you could be my boy, but what age are you? 11, you're far too old. You're far too be older in the band. I've got 6 guys in the band. It's a fantastic new boy band. They're called Louis Pension, you know? Why lie anymore? And they're fantastic. I think there's 5 or 6 of them. They're called Puberty, Braces, Key Change, Tone Deaf, and I don't know what the other one is, with Auto-Tune or something. It's huge, and they're really good. Mother's milk's still wet on their faces. They're gonna be huge. And I'm using the same winning formula as I did with Westlife. One of them's gonna drink too much and drop out of the band. The other one's gonna marry Enda Kenny's daughter. And the other one's gonna work at 2FM for the rest of his life. And the last one will try to build a shopping center in Leitrim. It's the way of the world. But I always win. I win. And of course, I'm gonna save Ireland. I'm gonna save the Eurovision from now on. Next year, Ireland's gonna be represented by Linda Martin in a beard. It's genius. It's absolutely genius. It's gonna be huge, you know? Sorry, we have to go to the newsroom.
Good evening, I'm Jabba with the latest stories. Here we are live in Westport, which is absolutely fabulous. And Sharon Eve Yolotron is also backstage. I'll warm her up later on, I can tell you, with the greasing gun. Of course, she's talking away in Irish. That's half-wit Latin. They sneeze at each other in Connemara while knitting porridge. Absolutely fantastic. We have, of course, the correspondent for getting carried away with himself, Tommy Gorman.
This was a momentous occasion to come to Westport and thousands of people who came from all over Ireland to see Tommy Gorman. I said to Brian Adams, who bought me his first real 6-string, and I asked him, do you like Mayo, Brian Adams? And he smiled at me, and that smile said it all. Tommy Gorman. RT News Belfast. Emotional. Yes, hello everybody, can you hear? Yes indeed, this is Charlie Bird, live again on RT. I'm back, and I'm broadcasting live from America, where I'm ever so lonely. How I missed that seal humping on my leg. Oh, Charlie Bird will never have another relationship with something that doesn't have a hide. But here, we're going to be addressed by no fewer than 3 American presidents, beginning with the 44th American president, Barack Hussein Obama.
Good evening. This is our time. This is our moment. As I stood on the steps, looking over Pennsylvania Avenue, I remembered my time coming to Ireland. The Queen was here before me, and we were thinking about who got the bigger welcome. She got bomb threats, I got Jedward, so...
How are you? My name is Bill. I love coming. I would do you. I would, ma'am. Don't you worry, ma'am. I would do you too. And I would. Oh, I've done you. I just can't help myself because I love coming to this fine country. Even though Hillary doesn't like when I visit, I say I'm going over to play golf. I said, what's the problem with that? Because she said, I said, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to Mount Juliet. She says, no, you're goddamn not. The problem with us is that Hillary say wears the pants in our relationship. Mine are mostly down around by my ankles. But things could be worse, right? You could be stuck with that Republican guy, Grady Shue, ladies and genitalia. It's a great honor to be here to undress you on behalf of the United States of Obesity. My name is George W. Bitch. I was the guy before Barackadile Dundee. Barack Obama, whatever his name is. It's great to be here in Ireland. There's a land of saints and squalor. My favorite place off the coast of Switzerland. I used to welcome your prime minister on March 17 at White House. He used to come into the oral orifice. What was his name? St. Patrick. Mighty, used to give me a bowl of shamrock. Mighty tasty stuff. Nom, 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 nom. Our country has brought peace to troubled parts of the world. Places like Libya, which we freed from the evil Colonel Liberace.
Situation has improved immensely in Afghanistan. They had no freedoms now. Now women can travel inside buses, and the legal age of marriage has been risen to 8 and a half. Bring freedoms to all the folks, including Iraqistan, where Saddam Hussein was captured, found hiding in a hole. How we got to Wexford, we'll never know. Most of all, it's been a great honor throughout my whole life to come to your country and to see folks like the Gay Football Association do such good things. Sorry about that. I'm Des Carly, and welcome along to the Sunday game. What are we on? Joe, what do you think of the Westport Festival so far? It's absolutely pure and it's an absolutely beautiful festival with people sitting around. There's butterflies and kids and there's a fella in a Leinster jersey. Some kind of rugby jersey? What are you doing in a rugby jersey? You can forget about you as far as you're a man. Sorry, Joe has these moments every now and again. Sorry. Pat Spillan, it's fantastic to be here. Of course, fairly intense. There's a serious intensity to the music here. I tell you, I'm very excited. I think Mayo could win the All-Ireland this year. I'm fairly certain of it. I did the coach. Yeah, All-Ireland junior ladies. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But in fairness, their only chance now, and I hear that they were trying to court a Chinese manager for the new term. I think he's called Win Samsoon. That'd be their only chance, I'd say now.
Do you even count just mission me all about a heretic? It's fantastic to be here in this beautiful part of the world. It's a magnificent place. Of course, we're here now at a festival of music and food. There are festivals now for crowning puck goats. There are festivals for cake sales and throwing Wellington boots across Ballyhadreen. There are festivals for everything. I want to bring you back to the 1980s, when the only festival that anyone knew in the country was the Festival of Making Silage. And this amazing festival used to go on for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. You might only have been making silage of 2.5 acres, but back in the mid-1980s, this took about a month to carry out. 55 men would have to arrive in Massey Ferguson's and John Deere's, pulling bits of silage trailers made from 14 different kinds of asbestos. They had enough toxic waste to make Ireland be known as an axis of evil, but it was more like the axis of Egypt. They talk now about high-skilled jobs and how you can hack into CIA headquarters on a Nokia phone or whatnot. I tell you, a high-skilled job in 1985 was, could you reverse a silage trailer made out of 14 different types of hay sheds up a half-concreted yard? And of course, that silage making would go on till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't see them, but you could hear them because it was the 80s and tractors didn't need lights or indicators or tax or insurance or anything like that. Then the feasting used to go on. The women would be baking hams since January. There'd be 48 men pulling in around the table, eating buns and everything. Yet they wouldn't know if you're working in the thing or not. Homeless lads would come up from Limerick and Cork. If you rolled around in enough shite and molasses, you could get in by the table and only pay a blind bit of notice. And then the crowning achievement, the building of the silage pit. This was 15 men standing on this precarious mountain of grass, stripped to the waist, holding bits of pitchforks and their old granny's teeth and anything they get their hands on. And then to make it a little bit exciting, you'd have a John Deere 3040 racing at them in reverse with a buck rake. From a distance, it looked like Braveheart on steroids. There was no point in shouting at the fella in the tractor because he hasn't slept in 3 weeks. And he's been listening non-stop to AC/DC, Thunder, na 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 na. And to just make it that extra little bit special, the tractor will be driven by a 9-year-old from Lewisburg. They were the 80s. They were the 1980s. But Anisha Karja, Anisha Karja, got a me and my Bibko Lair Anish. Please welcome the first citizen of the country, an Oak Turon, Michael D. Higgins.
Good evening, friends. It is an absolute... It's a privilege to be... Oh, small people, how are you? You're the first people I've been able to look direct in the eye all day. It's a wonderful opportunity, and what a great honour this must be for you to be here, to be addressed by a citizen and Ireland's greatest living poet. It is marvellous, of course, to be here after such a successful year as the president, introduce my new accent on my visit to Windsor Castle as the president met the Queen Elizabeth. Of course, it was wonderful, and my visit to the United Kingdom was so successful. David Cameron rang me this morning and told me he's actually renaming a section of London after me. So I'm going over on Tuesday to unveil the opening of Canary Wharf, which will be hugely exciting. And I'm so glad it went off without a hitch, of course. But there was a very awkward moment when I was actually pickpocketed at the official state banquet. Imagine pickpocketing me. How could anyone stoop so low? But yes, it's a great honour. I hope you all enjoy the Westport Festival. I've come from up the road myself. Clare was an astounding place growing up in the 1940s. If you want to know what Clare looked like in the 1940s, go there now. It's wonderful. Thank you all very much for coming out. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Slán, I mean, if August. Good night to everyone. Oh, my feet.
You thought you could have a bit of crack in a tent without inviting Uncle Bertie, what? I'm always more at home in a tent, to be honest. Great times, because as you know, I'm no shrinking oyster. It's fantastic, of course, to be here. I'm not a man afraid to put my head over the paragraph. Delighted that you all come out. I think that the Westport House is it'll be a lovely place when it's finished, no doubt. So congratulations to all yous here. Now, I want to talk tonight, just before we go here, about legacy, because a lot of people do be talking about legacy and stuff. And because I met your man, my friend Lance Armstrong, I knew how he felt in the way that he fell from the thing. And I said, you know, don't worry about thinking about that, Lance, because there's one, with all your achievements, you know, they can say whatever they like, but there's one thing they can never take away from you. Lance Armstrong, first man on the bleeding moon. That'll never be done again. Listen, lads, we've been the crew from Callan's Kicks. You can catch us on RT Radio 1 again back in the autumn on the Fridays at 6:30. And in the meantime, we're launching the old telly series Friday week on RT 1 telly on Friday the 11th at 9:30 for the summer slot. And thanks a million for coming out here tonight. Have a good night. And next up is Catherine. But we hand you back to Shay in the meantime. Thanks a million, lads. Enjoy your weekend.
RTE Radio 1 Off Air at the Westport Festival of Music and Food. Follow RTE Radio 1 on Twitter for more.